go to the benefits. And generally speaking, the way that most of us have been doing our marketing materials, particularly in social service, kind of the traditional thing is that we pull together a flyer about a program or a brochure about our overall service offerings. And usually what we do, they're often very pretty designed. You know, if we hire somebody, it's usually for the graphic design of that, and we materials. Generally speaking, what we have a tendency to do is to say, here's what we offer, and we describe what program we do and what we teach, and then we tell them who's going to offer it, and we give a little bit about our credentials. And somewhere in there, we'll make it clear who it is we're offering it to in terms of our target market, which may be maybe African-American or single parents or parents of teens or whatever. But that's usually about it. And so people will read, okay, this is what they have to offer. They'll see whether or not it's appropriate for them based on the target market. But then anybody who's reading that is going to ask a very critical question, which is, so how would this actually help me?
Right.
As an individual. And if we're not answering that fundamental question in all of our marketing materials, then we're not making connection with folks and really showing them how this can help improve their lives. That's where benefit statements come in. So all we are really going to be doing is we will still be telling them what we have to offer, but we're going to be making a benefit statement that tells them how this will really help them. And it could be a tangible way or an intangible way. The way that we do that, and if you want to look at the handout on writing benefit statements, is we take the features, and the features are a fact about your product or service. It would be a parenting class would be a feature. Or it could be within this parenting class you'll learn effective communication tools. Effective communication tools is a feature that you offer within your program. So that's kind of the what. Okay, and you can write what next to feature. This is what you offer. Then you answer that question. So how would this really help them? What is in this for them? How will this improve their lives? That's your benefit statement. And so it's you would learn about effective communication so that there would be less arguing in your home. Your home environment is much more peaceful. Those would be a couple of benefits. The so that phrase is just a bridge. It's some kind of sentence, part of a sentence that connects your feature to your benefit. And you can do it the other way around. Like you could say your benefit first and then a bridge and then your feature. So you could say something like get along with your children better by learning effective communication skills, something like that. But the critical piece there is that we're answering the question of what's in it for them. Now, that's a basic benefit statement, and if you have in the past only been answering the what and not the what's in it for me, that's going to be a great improvement. To really write compelling benefit statements, you just go deeper. You keep asking, and then what? And so if I have better communication and I'm arguing less, so then what? Well, then you're spending more time having quality time, or your relationship is so close that your children will open up to you about anything. You just continue to play that deeper and deeper. And the more sensual, as in senses, the more sensory you can make those so that people, when they read that statement, emotionally they connect with it, visually they kind of see what that would look like. They can imagine what their lives would be like after they take your service. They do this. They get a picture in their minds of the end result. This is the outcome that I'm going to get, and this is what that would really look like. Once you make it that much deeper and in a way that they can really connect with that on an emotional and visual kind of a level, that's what really is compelling enough that they will be saying, oh, my gosh, I definitely need this. That's what I want to achieve. And I'd be crazy not to do this. That overcomes a lot of the barriers that we run into in terms of people deciding to take our programs. They might just see, well, it's 8 weeks and it costs, you know, whatever amount of money. I don't have that kind of time, or I don't have that kind of money. Often decisions around time and money really are not as factual as they appear, because we all know if something is important enough to us, we'll make time for it. And
that's
we've all
right.
had a busy week, and maybe there was some crisis in our family, you know, your mom falls and breaks her hip. You drop what you are doing, and you make time for that because it's important enough. Our time and our money follows our values. So if all we're doing is telling them how many weeks it is and what they're going to get and how much it costs, they're going to make that on a strictly logical basis. But if we can help them see how this will really improve their lives and they sense the value this has for them, then their money, their investment is going to be a lot more willing to follow that in terms of making a decision whether or not to use your service. So, and this is not about, oh, you know, let's just get more money from people. It's not about that. It's about connecting with folks and really helping them see that you can help them and how you can provide solutions to their problems. So I'd like to actually, together, go through and do just one or two using this worksheet. But before we start doing that, any questions on clarifying maybe the benefit of benefit statements or what the different parts are?
Well, does anybody make a differentiation, Jody, in the benefit statements between posing it as a statement or asking a question?
You can do either.
Okay.
And there, you can take different approaches in terms of focusing on the benefits they get, or if you have this problem, here's a solution that we offer.
Right.
And problem versus solution is very important because you do want them to see that you have some solutions to the problems that they can relate to. The only thing that you have to be careful about when you take a problem slash solution approach is that the questions are not so negatively focused on their problems that their energy and feelings get down and depressed from reading it.
Correct, right. Right.
You want them to know that you can relate, that they're normal, they're typical for having these challenges, and that you have solutions to offer to that.
Right.
But you don't want to, for example, when I see a website, whenever I'm critiquing other people's materials, which I do when I do the team leader things for these programs, and we're critiquing it, and it'll be, do you, and then there's all these bullets, and there are all these problems.
Right.
And then it's, well, we have a solution, you know, and whatever their particular services that provides a solution to that problem. If they have to read through a big, long list of problems before they can get to some hope and solutions, you could lose people right then.
Comatose.
yeah, very depressing.
Right.
You know, so if you're going to do that kind of a problem solution, what I often suggest is that you either in that bullet, you know, if you've got five bullets of problems, that after each problem you offer a solution or some hope that there is a solution to that or
right.
how
Stagger.
You can help them with that. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And those, each of those individual bullets would be one of these kind of benefit statements that we're going to structure.
Sure.
Except it would be, do you have this problem? Well, here's the solution, as opposed to feature and benefit. Instead of what we have to offer and how it helps you, it would be, if you have this problem, here's the solution.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to be the content. You know, like if you have children that you're getting into power struggles with, even though your solution might be that you're going to teach them how to make choices, you don't have to kind of give away the content of your program. You can say that you'll learn how to find win-win solutions, or you'll learn how to be firm about your bottom line and help children see that they want to be cooperative, not because they have to, but because they want to. The how you do that, which is your content, you don't have to share. And you know, some people feel funny about giving away any part of their content, and I don't impose whether or not one should do that or not. I have a tendency to give away a whole lot more of my content for free than most people do.
Right.
So that's totally your choice, how far you go with that. But generally speaking, the how you do it, generally speaking, you save for the actual program or course that you're going to be teaching that to them in. Any other questions? Okay. Then let's take the, on the first page there, let's go through, and let's just do two of these. On the back side are a bunch more of these little exercise things. You can do this after the call with other things that you have. But let's pick something that relates to parent education. Let's come up with one feature or one thing that we tend to offer in a parent ed program, and we'll all do this together and fill that in under feature. So let's name one thing that we offer parents.
Fairness, this is Eve.
Okay. And what did you say, Eve?
Emotional awareness.
Okay. So let's all write
a clearer understanding of others' feelings.
okay. and your own.
Okay. Emotional awareness. And actually, if emotional awareness isn't clear enough, or if it, when we look at this from the client's point of view, that might sound like jargon. Say again the second part of that, because actually the way you said it in the second part of that is how we probably would want to write it.
Right. A clearer understanding of others' feelings and your own.
And your own. Okay, so everybody write that down in the features. Okay. Now, when you have a clear understanding of others' feelings and your own, how does that help you? What do you get from that? What is the benefit of that? What does that look like? What's
Am
the
I
outcome?
To answer?
Anybody can answer. We're all working on this together. So let's brainstorm.
Less stress.
Okay, less stress.
Less arguments, certainly.
Okay, fewer arguments.
Less conflict.
Less conflict. And now, and most of those are a negative, most of those are less of a negative. Do you see
right.
what I mean? Less stress, fewer arguments, less conflict. Now, to really even get it more compelling, let's flip those into positives. So less stress, is there any way that we can word that in a more positive way?
More peace of mind.
Okay.
Or
more... peace, or more peaceful, if we're talking about less, or more peace of mind.
More peaceful atmosphere.
Okay.
More harmony.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We'll say more harmony.
Mm-hmm.
Fewer arguments and less conflict. What's a positive way of saying that?
Reach agreement on more things.
Okay.
Or consensus.
Okay.
That's a meeting word, not a family word.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And very good that you caught that, because that's it's through the client's eyes that we need to read our materials.
Right.
I did an all-day staff training for the Department of Health in Oklahoma. And most of the content of what I was teaching was the same as what I did at the parent ed conferences and all that. But because I was contracting specifically for them, and they were all from the same agency, we went through the entire training, and I taught them, you know, like what to include on your website, how you want to word all this. And then I brought up their website. And we just, all I did was I read it out loud. And it was so obvious to them that they were writing it like it was social work jargon.
Right.
It was, you know, it was written for them the way they would talk to each other about it, not how they needed to connect with the client or with the parent. So it's, yeah, once you start becoming aware of just these few little simple rules, as you read it with these different eyes, those things start to pop out at you. And then you can catch words like that that might be more than three syllables or might be more of a jargon or whatever. Okay, so we've got a clear understanding of others' feelings in your own, and we've got about three benefit statements. We can either word them in the negative or the positive. If we word them in the positive, it would be more peace of mind, more harmony, and agree more on things. So you can make them fairly long, but compelling benefit statements do tend to be longer than you'll learn good listening skills.
Right.
Okay. So let's come up with a bridge. A clear understanding of others' feelings and your own. So that would fit. That's kind of your standard that you can start with. So that you have more peace of mind, more harmony in your home, and agree more on things with your spouse and children. And I probably would not put more than three benefits.
More than three benefits?
I probably wouldn't. I would actually look at how those might be different. Is there a different feature that really brings that, or another one that also provides that? Because this will be a long enough sentence.
Well, more peace of mind is internal to the individual. More harmony implies that it is shared. And then agree more on things. It's sort of like a practical application
yeah.
of
It's an amplification of, you know, it's what harmony means, that you agree more.
Mm-hmm. And it's more of a tangible result or outcome, not intangible in terms of you have a product you can touch and feel, but it is more tangible because it's affecting outer relationships as opposed to just your inner peace
mm-hmm.
and stress level.
Mm-hmm.
And because you recognize those differences, you could actually break those into, you know, it could be that we do the more peace of mind and more harmony around maybe the stress management skills that we teach. We might choose to put that as a separate benefit statement and use
mm-hmm.
those two for that. Does that make sense?
Not quite sure. In other words, the common speech phrase for emotional awareness, the clearer understanding of others' feelings and your own, would lead to those three things. And you're saying that you would take the peace of mind and the harmony would have a different feature attached to it?
You could. As it is right now, we've got three. We don't really want to go more than three benefits per feature, just for length, run-on
mm-hmm.
sentences. And in recognizing that out of those three, two of them are more internal and one of them is more tangible, we
mm-hmm.
could, just as an option, take those two that are more internal and connect it to something else that we provide that helps them get that internal.
Mm-hmm.
You could also use it just as it is.
So what would be the feature that would be more internal?
Something like if you also have a section on anger and stress management. The feature would be learn anger and stress management skills so you have more peace of mind and harmony in your home.
Mm-hmm.
Jody, on the bridge, instead of using verbiage like so that, can you use because?
Yes, except usually a because is going to lead into an explanation, which tends to be logic.
Mm-hmm.
You would still want it to convey a benefit, an outcome.
Well, if you said because, you would have, as a benefit, you would say something like, you deserve more peace of mind or more peace within the family or whatever.
Okay, then it would. Yeah. Yeah. If what comes after the because is still a benefit or
that's
outcome.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And
right.
And it kind of helps connect.
I just,
so,
I like the way it sounds in terms of what it conveys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so that is a great improvement in terms of a benefit statement that we can use. If you want to help them more fully imagine, you can just let's take it deeper, and this is the go deeper so that section of this. So if we have a clear understanding of how others are feeling, of others' feelings and our own, and we have more peace of mind, more harmony, and we agree more on things, how does that feel? What does that sound like? What does that look like? What would their life be like? Imagine.
Well, it could evolve into more free time for the parent.
Okay. And anything that saves money, saves time, brings more peace, all
yeah.
of those are even deeper benefits.
Right.
I mean, basically, we're talking about well-being. I mean, you're healthier, you know.
Okay.
You can perhaps quantify the health effect, but if you get angry less and are happy more, you have a healthier heart, you have better circulation, you know, better digestion.
Okay. And you could even go deeper, and this would probably relate more to if we had done a separate one on the stress management and we'd gone with the two internal, and then you would be healthier. Imagine that, and you can word this in the positive or negative, of you're feeling peaceful and calm, your blood pressure's down, that knot in your stomach has disappeared. See how it gets more specific.
Yeah. I feel healed already.
There you go. There you go. And it really gets people in touch with, wow, wouldn't that be nice? I'd really like to feel that.
I'd like to get up every
morning. And obviously, we're not going to mention any benefit we can't deliver.
Right, right.
You know, so it's not like we're making any false claim here. But if they're saying, you know, we're saying we can help you learn how to do this, and they can imagine what their life would be like with that, that's increasing the value of what you have to offer and making it much more compelling for them to at least consider getting more information or reading that brochure or whatever, or opting into a free report that you have. And that leads into the kind of the digital resources, which we'll cover next. So do you get an idea for how we go deeper?
Mm-hmm.
So we did it kind of, let's go, we kind of took that second one, which was a stress management one, all the way deeper. Let's go one level deeper on the understanding how others feel, others' feelings and your own, so you agree more on things. There's less conflict and you agree more on things. Take that one deeper. What would that be like when you're agreeing on things and having less conflict? Imagine your life.
More hugs.
Okay. You're giving and getting more hugs.
I mean, there is kind of a minimum daily requirement for human touch, but we don't talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it can be giving and getting more hugs. And how does it feel when you get more hugs?
Much better.
And how would we describe that? You're giving and getting more hugs, so you feel...
You feel loved.
Unconditionally. Each one of these is taking it to a deeper and deeper level. Do you see?
Very good.
Arguing less leads to closer relationships, giving and getting more hugs. You feel so loved unconditionally. Each one of those goes to a deeper and deeper level. The more deep you can make it, the better. And it's interesting because I think a lot of us tend to just be short and sweet. But when it comes to helping people feel good and helping them feel validated and understood and hopeful, people will read a lot. They'll keep on reading because it makes them feel so good and it gives them such hope. So, yes, you don't want to, like, get too wordy and, you know, when it comes time to copywriting, you're still going to try to go for the shortest, most concise way of saying something. The clear understanding of others' feelings and your own, we might work on that phrase just to get it into a little bit more short and concise, without going to maybe something jargony like emotional awareness, but we might work a little bit on that phrase just to get it more concise.
Interesting, Jody, just a little footnote on the use of these benefit statements. The one that I gave you is one of three that we came up with for the Parents Forum brochure.
Oh, good.
And you're going to be making my webmaster very happy because she's big, big, big on this.
Oh, good, good.
So
and
I appreciate.
You're lucky you have a web designer who's aware of this. A lot of web designers, they are more into the design, and they will just copy and paste your content, which means if you haven't done this work on your own, they won't catch it. They'll just put up there whatever you tell them to.
No, she's a mistress of it. She's quite the guru-esque, very much into an emotional awareness.
Good, good. Wonderful. Now,
of how people decide.
Yeah. If you would like to, the person that now the feature benefit bridge, there's a footnote at the bottom, number two, where I first learned that little exercise that I am sharing with you, where I really learned about taking it deeper and really having that be compelling, is from Julie Hunt, who is a professional copywriter. And she was on a couple of my teams in Product Factory and I forget where else. And she actually has done some of the copywriting for Michael's Book Yourself Solid program. And she's actually now doing her own thing, not doing so much copywriting anymore. But she came on to one of my calls and has been interviewed around how to write these compelling benefit statements. And she has a wonderful audio that she's given me permission to share with anyone I want. And there's a link to that right above where it says exercise. There's a link to that audio. I think it's only about 20 minutes long. But it not only will, whenever you want to write these kind of benefit statements, especially if you can't quite get your mind and your heart in the right space and you kind of got to be in the right space to write these, I listen to this audio, and it not only refreshes my mind of things I want to keep in mind, but emotionally it kind of gets me feeling very connected with my clients so that when I'm writing my materials, I'm writing it to them. And really, you want to write it to one person. Mm. Think about your most perfect client that you can picture in your mind, because you want to use words like you will feel, not parents will. Mm. You will. Mm-hmm. It's like you're sitting there, and we all do this. If you ever get a client on the phone and you're talking with them directly, having a dialogue, there might be a little bit of bumpiness in the very beginning of that, but there's a point at which you shift into a zone that you've connected with this person and you sense what they need and you're sharing with them from your heart how you want to support them and serve them.
Wow.
That space is where you want to be when you're writing this. And when I listen to this recording from Julie, I've probably listened to it, a dozen times now, especially if I can't quite get in the right zone, I'll listen to that recording, and then I immediately go sit down to write my benefit statement.
Boy, that's pretty valuable.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, so take time to listen to that at some point when you go to practice this a little bit more.